The third man arrested in connection with the sniper shootings has agreed to cooperate with authorities. Nathaniel Osborne was arrested yesterday in Flint, Michigan. He agreed today to be moved to federal custody in Maryland and to be a material witness against the suspects, John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo. Osborne co-owned the blue Chevrolet Caprice believed to have been used in the shootings. Since the arrests were made last week, there have been questions on how police handled the investigation. There are reports that officers in the Washington, D.C. area ran the tags of the blue Caprice some 10 times during the weeks the sniper was on the loose, but did not connect the car to the shootings. Police also didn't connect the men to another homicide they allegedly committed in Montgomery, Alabama, before the sniper shootings took place, until one of the suspects tipped them off. Why weren't the two men connected to that crime when one of them left a fingerprint? To shed some light on why not, we're joined by NPR's David Kestenbaum. Hi.
Hi, Madeline.
So, David, it's always possible to look back in these situations and say, what if someone had done something? But could authorities in Alabama have solved this case earlier and arrested these two people before all these sniper shootings began?
I think the answer is clearly yes, because the prints found on the magazine in Alabama belonged to John Lee Malvo, and his prints were already in the FBI's database, and they'd probably been there for months. Here's how they got there. Malvo and his mother had a run-in with the law back on December 18th, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service in Washington State was called, and they determined that these two were not in the country legally, so the INS fingerprinted them, and the fingerprints went into the INS database, and they also went in the FBI database.
So, but that was in December, and the shooting outside the liquor store in Alabama took place 9 months later. Did the police in Alabama have access to those fingerprints taken by the INS?
I don't think they had direct access. The INS database is for internal use, and the Alabama police don't have anything like a computer terminal with a direct line to the FBI database. A staffer with the mayor's office in Montgomery, Alabama, told me that the police were really following normal procedures here. They'd check the local database, the next step would be to check the state database, and then the FBI apparently just hadn't gotten there yet. Remember that the shootings in Alabama were just about a month ago, but you still have to wonder how things might have come out differently if the FBI database had been checked early.
Indeed. So how were they eventually matched?
Well, remember authorities got that phone call, which is apparently from one of the snipers or a sniper, saying that the shootings in the Washington area and the case in Alabama were related. So then the FBI got a hold of the fingerprints in Alabama, and they ran them through their system, finally, and they came up with John Lee Malvo. Then the authorities went to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and they pulled up Malvo's file. They got his A number, his alien ID number. They pulled up that file, which listed his stepfather, who was John Allen Muhammad, who was the second guy they arrested. And I'm told when they looked at that file, that was really the first time authorities got to look at pictures and the first time they learned about Muhammad.
So why aren't all these databases integrated so that local police can just scan the fingerprints into the database and check more easily?
There is an effort to link some of these databases, especially after September 11th, but there are some privacy issues. Some people are uneasy about the idea of every fingerprint going into a database, and some parts of the system are really old. I'm told that when the INS submitted fingerprints to the FBI, standard procedure is to print them out actually on paper and send them through the mail.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, thanks a lot.
You bet.